This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Over the weekend, stories started breaking about a trove of leaked financial documents known as the Pandora Papers. The leak has exposed the offshore tax havens and hidden riches of billionaires and former world leaders and how they use the global financial system to their advantage. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists obtained the confidential files, and more than 600 journalists from 150 news outlets spent 2 years sifting through them. We got one of those journalists on the phone this afternoon. Dominic Rush is U.S. business editor for The Guardian. Welcome to the program.
Hi, great to be here.
So there's obviously a lot in these documents, and I know we'll continue to learn more in the coming days. But I wanted to focus with you on what we've learned about the U.S. financial system, because usually when we think of offshore tax havens, you know, the U.S. doesn't come to mind.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, there's an awful lot in here, and there's going to be more in the days to come. But I think one of the early revelations is what a central part the US is playing in what we're going to call offshore, but seems a bit odd as I'm talking to you from New York. One of the pieces we did today was about South Dakota, which has kind of emerged as the go-to place for the richest people in the world who are moving their cash there because it has better protections than many of the other places we think of as being traditional havens for offshore money, like the Cayman Islands or even Switzerland.
Yeah, you talk about this whole trust industry that has emerged quite rapidly in South Dakota. How do these trusts work?
Well, I mean, it's amazing how much money they've got now. I mean, they got about $367 billion in 2020, and they had $75 billion in 2011. And you can directly tie that to the kind of easing of restrictions on these trusts. So one example is, you know, our partners at the Washington Post had a story today about a divorcee who was struggling to get money from his ex because the money she had in trust, he could no longer get access to. And there are all these kind of rules that have been brought in that protect the money above the interests of people who might sue or, you know, creditors from other countries, etc. And they've just brought in more and more legislation that has kind of made these trusts ever more powerful.
Now, if this isn't illegal, what's the problem?
Well, there's real world consequences here. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris, her first foreign trip was she was in Latin America, where she was lecturing people, leaders there, about corruption and about, you know, the need for transparency. Well, you know, at the same time, the US has now become, you know, the haven for the global elite. You know, this is money that could probably have been taxed in its origin countries, you know, Colombia or Dominican Republic, countries that certainly could do with boosting their tax revenues. You know, there are real world consequences to people from the tax revenues, and then there are sort of geopolitical consequences from America establishing itself as this, strange to say again, offshore tax haven.
The last time there was a massive leak of documents like this, known as the Panama Papers, some top government officials resigned, regulators were promising a lot of changes. Why do you think we're here again?
Well, I mean, in part, it's because we only ever seem to find these things out when there is an enormous data dump like this. I mean, this is a huge data dump. I mean, it's 2.94 terabytes. So that's Netflix in HD for 24 hours, 7 days a week for 41 days.
Wow.
You know, this is obviously a debate that I think people are having around the world about how the global elite basically live by an entirely different set of rules. I mean, we can kind of know that in theory, but these kind of leaks show it in practice and show how much money is being kind of hidden away from taxmen across the world.
Dominic Rush, one of, hundreds of journalists sorting through all those terabytes of documents. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.